What does it do having some uncertainty at the offensive line? How does that change what maybe you have to focus on going into this game, since you're not necessarily sure who's going to be playing out there?
I'm just trying not to let it become a distraction. I know it's, you know, I know it's a big topic. I know it's crucial. I mean, it's a lot of moving parts on a very crucial position. So trying not to let it become a distraction. I'm trying my best to make sure that, you know, I can communicate with those guys and we're in sync, and you know, at the right time, we'll get it all worked out, and, you know, we'll start finding a rhythm.
Well, distraction seems to be sort of the tone of the week with everything going on outside the locker room. How do you guys focus on this divisional game with everything going on nationally?
It's just who we are. We're a group of mentally tough guys, and we understand our responsibilities as human beings before football players. I mean, all of us are human beings before we take on a profession, and we understand that. You can say leave it outside of the locker room, but, you know, sometimes you carry that stuff with you because you're a human being. And so, but we're mentally tough people, and we understand when it's time to focus. And in between those whistles, we have a job to do, and that's to win the football game. And that's what we're here to do, is to win football games.
Last one for me, but have you guys, what kind of backlash have you guys gotten since the statement came out? Has there been any? Has it been mostly positive, negative? What's it been like for you?
I haven't really been paying too much to my own personal stuff. I assume there's some backlash. I can't tell you, you know, a whole lot of positive or negative, but I'm sure there is some, because it's a very, very touchy topic, understandably so.